Being grateful for being. Being grateful for being. How many times have you been grateful for just being who you are, for being the wonderful being that you are, for being the divine being that you are, for being the glorious being that you are? This is Dr. Herbert L. Bartley, Dean of the University of Healing here in Campo, California, with Thought for Today. Being grateful for being. Every moment of my life, I'm grateful for being. I'm grateful for being here on planet Earth. I'm grateful for living at a time of excitement and a time of dramatic imagination where things are happening and things are being wonderful all about me, just for being me. And I look at my friends and I see their lives and how wonderful they are. I look at my pets and I see how wonderful their lives are, how they have created love every moment of their lives. I look at the sky and I look at the hills and I look at the mountains and I look at all of the snow that's tittling down and then the sleet that comes along with it and the Christmas time experience that comes out of the sky and says, "Hi, Merry Christmas, hi, be happy, yes, hi, be grateful for who you are. Be grateful for just being." And when I can be grateful for just being, then I know how wonderful it is. I like it when I sit in my chair for a moment and Ruby comes and puts her nose in my lap and she just snuggles in and she lays tight against me and she says, "I love you. I love you. I love just being with you. I love just being around you." This is why having pets in hospitals and nursing homes and so forth is such a vital dynamic thing because it teaches us to just be happy, to just be glorious, to just be feeling that life is wonderful and that we are wonderful and that everything is wonderful. And then all of the little problems that we have, they go away because they can't stay there when you're being grateful. When you're being grateful, the troubles of the world just no longer seem to be there. Now, we've just passed an election, and in that election, it wasn't exactly what we planned on, or it was what we planned on. It doesn't really matter. All that knows is, all that is now is the acceptable time. Now is the acceptable time to be grateful. I am grateful that I live in a world in which I can make choices, in which I can decide what things I want to think about, what ideas I want to go through my mind, what things are important to make me happy. And that's what I dwell on. I dwell on the things that make me happy. I'm grateful for being just who I am. And I'm grateful for you being just who you are in my life. I'm being grateful for my pets to being just who they are in my life. They bring into my world joy and happiness and peace. They bring into my experience everything that's glorious, everything that is wonderful. Oh, how nice that is. How wonderful that is. Yes, they're simple things. There are simple things that tell me exactly what is important in my life, what is important in my world. Being grateful is the most important thing that I can ever have. When a baby is born, you're so grateful that the baby is born, and you're grateful for the perfection of that baby, for the magnificence of that baby. Oh, the baby may have a quick here or there, and you don't pay attention to that. You are only attending to the idea that it's born alive and healthy and dynamic and wonderful, and that you are its parent, and that you are its friend, and that you are glorious, and you're grateful for that. You're grateful for the parents. You're grateful for the families on earth. You're grateful for the community that we live in. I am grateful for everything that exists around me, within me, over me, and that's all that matters. We have to train ourselves to be grateful because it's not something that comes naturally, because we have trained ourselves out of it. As children, we are grateful for everything. As young adults, we're grateful for everything, and then we train ourselves to judge. We train ourselves to look at life and say, something is not so good. Something is not so beautiful. And of course, then something is not so good and not so beautiful, but only because we have trained ourselves to accept that and to call that forth in our world. We've trained ourselves to look at life and say what we think it is. And I can say, all is in divine order. All is in divine order. I can make that statement. And that statement may be contrary to the appearances that are wandering around in my world a little bit, but when I say all is in divine order, then I'm putting my attention in the direction that I want it to go. I'm putting my attention in the direction that makes me happy. I'm putting my attention in the direction that fills my life with such peace and such goodness. I am the creator of my world, and I create my world good, and I'm grateful that I can create my world good. I am grateful that I can call forth everything in my world and see it as magnificent and marvelous and beyond words. Oh, yes, all is in divine order. Yes, I'm grateful for being myself and for being able to say that all is in divine order. I'm grateful for being able to recognize that all is in divine order, that everything has its purpose, place, and expression, and I call those perfect place and expression into being in my life by saying, all is in divine order. I like me. I like me. Can you say that? When you do that, then you are grateful. When you say you like yourself, you're being grateful for your creative expression. When you say the world is good, you're being grateful. When you're saying that every person in your life is a joyous experience of peace and love and harmony, then you're being grateful. And we all have that opportunity to be grateful every moment of our life if we choose it. But we have to make that decision. We have to make that pathway for ourselves and walk it. Walk it beautifully and walk it wonderfully and walk it happily. Because as we do that, that's what we experience. As we walk life's path in perfection, joy, and harmony and goodness, then that's what we experience. But we must make that decision. We must make that choice. We must make that attitude. Like a puppy dog makes that attitude. Puppy dog wags its tail and says, I love you. I love the world. I love everything. I love me. I'm happy I'm a dog. I'm happy I'm a puppy. I'm happy. And do you wag your tail and do you say, oh boy, I feel so good. I feel so wonderful. I feel so happy. I feel so marvelous. Yes. Do you say that? Do you say that? You have the privilege of saying it. Maybe something's not going exactly the way you like, but that's not where your concentration is. You're grateful for all the things that are going right in your world. I'm grateful for all the things that are going right in my life. I'm grateful for all the things that make me happy. I'm grateful for all the things that give me joy in my life. I'm grateful for all the things that make me feel that this world is worth being in. I'm grateful for life and for peace and for harmony and for all that joy can ever bring to me. You can too, you know. It's your choice. It's my choice. Being grateful for being, that's what I am. I'm grateful for being me. And I'm grateful that I created this world and you in my life today in everything I do. Oh, what a wonderful choice I have to make for myself. And I make it every moment with every thought in every way. And you can be sure that I love you. I love you. I love you.